We are here at CattleCon 2026 in Nashville talking with John Sticker from Certified Angus Beef. John, it's great to see you again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to see you again as well.
Let's talk about what's happening when it comes to that consumer demand for beef, and especially that Certified Angus Beef product. And, you know, you and I were chatting a little bit. It's been a wild year last year, of course, and this year's looking the same way. But consumers, even though we're seeing a higher price at the meat counter, their appetite for beef is still there, and it still remains very strong, John.
I tell you, demand, and we've heard it before, has never been stronger than it is right now. And our product's never been higher quality than it is right now. And I don't think that those are mutually exclusive. I think that it's cause and effect in many cases. You know, we've spent a lot of time over the years in our shop talking about price. And, you know, one of the most popular questions I've gotten over my 27 years with Certified Angus Beef is every time price goes up, is have we crossed the line with consumers? And the reality is that we've never crossed that line. Consumers have always been willing to come with us as prices have had to go up. And I would tell you, we should never take our consumer for granted, ever. But what we've learned is it's not a price decision. It's a price in relation to value decision. And we're offering more value in the form of quality to consumers than ever before today.
Let's talk about that quality, especially with the Certified Angus Beef brand. And obviously, just thinking about what folks are looking for at the store, taste, freshness, quality, price, everything under the sun. And to your point, you guys offer a lot of those things when it comes to, you know, the Angus brand.
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to staying focused on what consumers value. And there's no doubt, price is always a part of the equation. But you can look at resources like the Meat Demand Monitor from Kansas State and so forth, a great resource. And even in the face of the highest prices consumers have ever seen for our product, they still consistently rate taste and quality and freshness over price. And I think that that's not by random chance. That is how they value and make these purchasing decisions. And, you know, from our product, we've always hung our hat on quality, primarily defined in the form of marbling and levels of marbling in our product. And I would tell you, this isn't surprising to us. We've seen it maybe on more of a smaller scale, on a brand-specific scale, over the years of consumers responding favorably to the quality levels of our product as prices have gone up. But I do think it's fair to say this is the first time we've seen it on an industry-wide basis where prices have just continued to go up and consumers have continued to say, we love your product, we're going to continue to pay for it.
You mentioned that Meat Demand Monitor. I talk to Glenn Tonsor every month about that. And we go through those numbers and see those month-over-month trends, whether it be at home or retail. But to your point, that demand for beef is there. And even, you know, at the higher price, if folks want beef, they're putting beef at the center of their plate, John.
Yeah, they are, and obviously, in you know, in my messaging, I'm all about quality, and I think it's what's gotten us to where we are. But we've also heard different points that beef is having a moment, and I would argue that beef isn't having a moment because a moment suggests it's temporary. Beef is enjoying a movement, and it's not just quality. It's the new perspectives around the nutrition and healthfulness of our product. It's this protein-centric diet that really is significantly present in consumers' minds about what they're looking to buy and what they want to put on their plate. I mean, there are so many areas where beef is winning today that go back 5 years where we weren't winning. And so, you know, I think it's a reflection of a lot of hard work, you know, to communicate to consumers about how nutritional and positive our product is. I mean, you look at the nutritional guidelines that just came out. I mean, mercy sakes, if that's not a win for beef, and it aligns with everything we've always said, and then you make the product taste great. I mean, it's a nutritional product that is the protein of celebration, and we want to celebrate every day of the week. And I think that's what we're seeing consumers respond to.
What's the big thing on the minds for certifying US beef here in 2026? Like, what's going to be that one or two items that is going to be a key focus for you and the organization this year?
You know, let me start from a sales channel standpoint. You know, retail is a significant focal point of ours at the moment. It's the biggest share of our business. But, you know, I think we used to think of quality needing to be a restaurant-only type of focus. And I think every retailer today, I think, realizes they've got to offer a premium or a quality component to their meat case. And we're focused on trying to grab and access as much of that market share as we possibly can. I think the other thing that we've been focused on now for a couple of years is the growth of our Certified Angus Beef Prime program. You know, it's been growing very nicely for over the last decade. And, you know, as we've increased the quality of our cow herd, you know, we're almost producing more prime than we are select. And I think when a lot of producers hear that, they're shocked. But that's how much we've shifted, you know, the mix and focus on quality in our industry. So we're focused on driving as much demand for Certified Angus Beef Prime through retail, in addition to the single biggest mover in our industry, and that's Certified Angus Beef ground beef, because that ground beef category is so important.
Final thoughts you'd have for folks, anything you'd reiterate to them as they're listening in, they're thinking about that Certified Angus Beef brand and what you guys are doing and the mission that you've, you know, undertaken year after year and you continue here in 2026. What would you reiterate to folks, John?
Well, I'd say the first thing is, you know, we understand our roots. We're here to drive demand for registered Angus cattle. And I think the Angus breed and registered Angus genetics in particular are a big part of continuing to drive this program forward. But I would say at the same time, is that, you know, we do believe that as we've driven a big portion of this quality message, it's allowed all ships to float higher. A rising tide and allows all of us to win. And at the end of the day, we are all in this together, and I think we're all winning together right now as a result of that. And I think we just need to remember, the consumer, you know, is the one that we've got to convince to invest in our industry. It's not always the next segment of who we sell our cattle to. The consumer's got to be willing to invest their dollars in the sustainability and growth of our business. And I think as long as we keep them in mind, alongside all the other on-farm, on-ranch decisions we have to make that impact our profitability, you know, I think we're going to be in the driver's seat for a while.
John Sticca, Certified Angus Beef. Good to catch up with you here at Cattle Industry Convention. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Pleasure's always mine. Thank you.